And we are back here on Out of the Woods, keeping our Irish theme going on St. Patrick's Day, or soon to be. A lot of you folks are hearing this on St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. I was mentioning Joe Bollard earlier. He's also a big fan of the Dubliners. So, Joe, this is also for you. Going to take it from the collection 30 Years of Graying. Here's the Pool Song on Out of the Woods.
May the Lord upon high, who rules the sky, look down on our pubs and bars, and the women and men all seated within, neglecting their pints and their jars. The crack it is bad, the atmosphere sad, every man has a face like a mule, for all he can do is to grab an old cue and start playing that game of pool. Well, when I was a boy, 'twas always me joy to go to the pub each night. There was arguments, scraps, and killings, perhaps, and everyone thought he was right. There was badgers and dogs, and men from the bogs, and young fellas acting the tool. But now there's no crack for every man Jack, has his arse in the air playing pool. To the local alehouse, after milking the cows, every customer made his way, and there he would dwell and drink till he fell, while the fiddles and pipes they did play, the jigs and the reels, the rattling of heels, polkas and slides were the rule. But now there's no chance of a tune or a dance, for everyone's playing the old pool. Well, this pool you will find is a game designed for foolish, illiterate louts. You push in for Bob and you pull an old knob, and a big shower of balls they come out. They're placed on the table, and then if you're able to knock them all into a hole, more money goes in, you start over again, and you lose every bob of your dole. Now in the Irish Free State, all the people are bait from watching and playing this game. In their necks they have cricks that no doctor could fix, and their backs and their shoulders are maimed. Their arses protrude in a manner most lewd from being hoisted aloft in the air. And their eyeballs are sore and dripping in gore, and they act in a manner most queer. So, if you meet a young man whose face it is wan, and his eyes have a vacant stare, his jawbone is slack and his head is thrown back, and he can't tell a cob from a mare, his nostrils dilated, his brow corrugated, his manners like those of a fool, on your shirt you can bet that you have just met a man that's gone plain mad from pool.
Shine and dawn, show and it is shine, and it is shine, your skill, your throne.
Smeg sjolu na nauna fuin vasa. Shaiar kas thivlam han sper van kalku. Kjuntas van
Campbell here on Out of the Woods. Lovely stuff. Yes, indeed. That's from her CD Farewell to Cold Winter, and another one in the Irish language. And thanks to Joe for the pronunciation here. Shola an Gauna. And there was no way I was going to pronounce that the way it was spelled. And I won't try and spell it for you. But great, great stuff. The Chieftains in there with the Rankin family. And another pronunciation, thanks to Joe, on Inishig. And that's also from the Celtic Tides compilation. And we started you off some funny stuff there from the Dubliners. I love that. The Pool Song from the 30 Years of Graying collection. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods. Coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard, wearing his favorite green sweater, playing Irish music for you. If you want to get in touch and you're listening here live and local on a Friday night, once again, the phone number is 526-3494. Or anytime, if you're listening online out there, perhaps the Global Voice or Boston Free Radio, Bob FM, or out there on the airwaves of California's Pine Mountain Club on Pinecone Radio. You can send email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you. I have a CD here that I actually went out and had to find another copy of. It's now out of print in this country anyway. Originally it came out on Green Linnet back in the early 90s from Mr. Ron Cavana, and I don't know what label it was released on in the UK, but it's a great one. It's all, well, not all Rebel songs, but there's plenty of them on here. I used to play the title track a lot, called Home Fire Beyond the Pale. And I was going to play it today, too, but it's a very angry Rebel song. And since the troubles are past, hopefully, I figured I would just play more of a historical number on here, one in memory of Bobby Sands. So we're going to play it for you right now. Here's The Sands of Time Lament on Out of the Woods.
From London, legal terrorists rule with hands of gold, buying trust with golden dust while livelihoods are sold. By way of stealth, they build their wealth and decorate their abode. Beneath the gate, the worms wait in clay so cruel and cold. From Caledonia's highland hills, while Scotia's sons did sleep, they cleared the glens of Highland men, more profits made from sheep. But sons of sons, they soon forgot, no tears of hate to weep. And like their Gaelic cousins all, their fate they did not keep. Once more from Erin's well-worn womb, one more martyr's born. And from her gory history book, a blood-stained page is torn. That day in May, what can I say? For no one understands that 'tis for real the way I feel. Goodbye, Bobby Sands.
I took back my hand and I showed him the door. No dollar of mine would I part with this day, for fueling the engine of a bloody cruel war. In my forefather's home far away, who fled the first famine wearing all that they owned, were called navigators all ragged and torn, and built the Grand Trunk here and found a new home wherever their children were born. Their sons have no politics, none can recall. Allegiance from long generations before. Oh, this or oh, that name can't matter at all. Or be cause enough for to war. And meanwhile, my babies are safe in their home. Unlike their pale cousins who cower and cry, teach them to hate and to die. It's those cruel beggars who spurn the fair coin, the peace for their kids they could take at their will. Since the day old King Billy prevailed at the Boyne, they've bombed and they've maimed and they've killed. Now they cry out for money and wail at the door. But home rule or republic is all of it shame and a curse for us here who want nothing of war. We're kindred in nothing but name. All rights and all wrongs have long since blown away. For causes are ashes where children lie slain. Yet the damned UDL and the cruel IRA will tomorrow go murdering again. But no penny I was born and forgiven the whole House of Orange, King Billy and the whole House of Orange.
My song for you this evening, 'tis not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind to tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Derry lived just across the fields, a great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. MacDonald came from South Armagh to court young Agnes Fair, and we'd often meet on the Ryan Road and laughter filled the air. There were of the people ran together. Now Isaac, he was Protestant and Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference for their friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said they won't divide us, we always will be one. For the land our fathers ploughed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, we'd hope there'd be no more, but little did we realize the tragedy in store. There were of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round, Another killing had been done just outside Kaplan Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band. But when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. Gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day, the minister, he closed his eyes and for no revenge he prayed. And those of us who knew him from along the Ryan Road bowed our heads and said a prayer for the rescue of his soul. Together. Now fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home. And late at night the car of death came round the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Oh Christ, it's young MacDonald they have taken from the door. Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged them with his fear. But centuries of hatred have ears I cannot hear. An eye for an eye, 'tis all that filled their minds. And another eye for another eye, till everyone is blind. Of the people ran together. My song for you this evening, 'tis not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking, and it just won't leave my mind, to tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Now I don't know where the moral is, nor where the song should end, but I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who give the orders, they are not the ones to die, but Scott and MacDonald and the likes of you and I. There were of the people ran together. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together.
You stood on the deck, turned to me and said, I'm afraid I won't come back. Tears rolled down your face and I gave you a last embrace and tried to hold on. And when we embarked, the whole craft was ringing, singing as the stars came out at night. I sang you a lullaby and swans took up the cry. Color soul, goodbye. Singing out.
Heart was a stone, and so I prayed to the saints.
sitting on the rooftop, looking at the stars, oblivious to the sirens and the sound from all the bars below. There was a universe between your world and mine. Singing,
Susan McKeown here on Out of the Woods. Nice stuff, brand new from her CD, Belong. And that was The Cure for me. We had Anne-Marie O'Riordan in there, Joe Bollard's favorite Irish singer. Susan McKeown is mine, by the way. So I played our favorites there. And we had three songs in that set about the troubles in Northern Ireland. There Were Roses, and that's from Anne-Marie O'Riordan's CD, Harmony Handed Down. A Canadian in the mix for you, Stan Rogers, the late Stan Rogers, and The House of Orange from his CD, From Fresh Water. And started you off there, Ron Cavanagh at the top of the set, Sands of Time Lament, a song in memory of Bobby Sands. And that's from his Home Fire CD. Well, we got a lot of music left, so we're just going to keep plugging away at it, but we got a quick break to take. We'll be right back after this.